behalf of the premises, sir, and at this time, the Honorable Mr. David Neal will serve as the lead for the hearing, so just hang on, sir.
Okay.
All right, sir, can you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Frank Joseph Yepes, 22344.
Thank you, sir. Your friend for the Honorable Board of Deputy Clemens this morning, your reference to the community supervision application. I'm going to introduce the board member who will conduct your hearing. To my very far right is the Honorable Michael Johnson, to his left is the Honorable Bill Rittenhouse, to my left, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright is our board chairman, and to my left is the Honorable Lee Gunnis. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead this morning. Also with us today is Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to the hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of this hearing. You read that form?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you notified your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a license and attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or you're representing yourself today?
And no attorney. Just representing myself.
Okay, at this time I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
I swear to tell the truth.
I do, and I need to make an amendment. On the bottom half of the warrant, to the right of the last known address, there's an ATS, which is an all-time stop date, has a date of 7/10/2018. It's incorrect. There should not be a date there. It should be not applicable.
Okay, so that should be blank?
Correct.
Thank you, sir. All right, sir, we're going to be having two phases today. Phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. Further violating phase two, we will determine whether the community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is read the two allegations that are on the warrant, and after each one, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. So allegation number one is violation of airborne condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by the use of alcohol on or about July 9, 2018, for the offender's self-admission to senior parole officer Manner and P.O. Prince on July 10, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
Yes, very under arrest, yes. I said that.
Okay. Allegation number two, violation of airborne condition of supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to attend, participate, and successfully complete the Maricopa Reentry Center MRC program as directed by your parole officer on or about July 10, 2018. Is that one true or false, sir?
That's true.
Okay, based on the admissions of Mr. How do you pronounce your last name? Yepes?
Yepes.
Yepes? Okay.
Yeah, Yepes.
Okay. I wasn't sure whether you pronounce it like yes with the Y or whether it be E like it is, or Y is a lot of times. So it's like yes but a P, huh? Yepes.
Yes.
Yes. Sorry about that, but I hate to ruin people's names. So based on the mission of Mr. Yepes, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of supervision and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in a criminal waiver penalty.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Levy, Mr. Canoles, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, sir, we're going to be moving to phase two of your hearing, but before we actually start that, Mr. Turner's going to give us some background information. So please stay on the phone, and I'll be right back with you. Okay? All right, Mr. Turner.
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Yepes was released from ADC custody on 5-7-2018, and arrested on 7-10-2018 by ADC on a tech warrant. No new charges. He was returned back to ADC custody on 7-10-2018. He has a CSED of 11-5-2018, no abscondes. Current conviction, 2011. Aggravated domestic violence, 2 years. Prior convictions, 2008, aggravated DUI, 2 years. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-2. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information. Prior term of supervision, 2009, TIS release, absconded 6 days, arrested and revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs and disorderly conduct noted. Other arrest, 1996, domestic violence, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2013, trespass in Colorado, felony conviction, state prison. This is a GB score of G3, V3.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Evans, bring over summary of the case supervision. So I wish you would approve the desire to be ready, 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on May 8, 2018. You were discharged on May 29, 2018 for drinking alcohol. You were approved the desire of MRC at 24601 West 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, and subsequently discharged on July 10, 2018 for failure to file a program notice. So what happened there that V-Ray, you were drinking alcohol, and when you got an MRC, you didn't file rules? What was the problem, sir?
When I got out, I went to the halfway house, and I got a job, that first week I was out, and then I got paid, and then I drank, and I called up her officer, let her know I started drinking again, and I wanted help. So she says, okay. So I do what she tells me to do, and I end up in the MRC program, and I was there for like 30 something days, and then July 9th, when I went on a psych evaluation, I decided to go drink. And then I went back to the rehab at 11 that night, and then July 10th on a Tuesday, they told me if you're getting discharged, then you need to go see your parole officer. That's what I did.
Okay. So that MRC, everybody we talked to in here says it's a pretty good program.
It is a good program, right? It's not, it's 100% good. I liked it. I just, fire relapse. You know what, lady relapse though? They showed this video called Drunk in Public the day before. It's about this guy in Huntington Beach who was an alcoholic. And that's my problem with drinking. So as I watched that video, my point is that they might be good for people and they might not be good for other people, these videos they show. But in my case, it like triggered me to drink, and then I wanted an appointment that I didn't know I had until after, the afternoon, they told me you got an appointment, on Monday to go see the psych. So that's what really happened. I never, I learned all this stuff when I was in that rehab, but that's what happened to me. I didn't just have this plan to go drink. My plan was to go see the psychiatrist to get what I needed. But after seeing that video, that was all that was in my mind. And that's, no excuse for me to drink, but that's how I'm just learning for myself in the future. My triggers are. And watching that guy get drunk every day on that video, that's what happened to me.
Wow.
But that's not an excuse, yes. So, yes.
Well, it said that you completed the CAP screening and were assessed for 24 sessions. You didn't complete it, but looking at the dates and everything, you were, back in custody before the road was anyway. But it's talking about your task color assignment for UAs, and it says you tested negative 11 times. And
yes,
then on July 9, 2018, you tested positive for amphetamines.
Yeah, that's where you guys are lying. Not you personally. I have a writer too, because they want to make me look as worse as they can. That's my point, and I want to be honest with you. Because July 9th, which is a Monday, that's the day I had the appointment. That's the day I relapsed and drank alcohol. Okay? And that's and then I went back and left that night to return myself into the program. Nobody tested me, nobody did anything. I could have had anything in my system. But this is my point, they just want to make me look as worse as they can. So they put it to me. That's not my trip. I don't care for drugs. I'm an alcoholic. So that's, I'm glad that you bring that up. But yeah, I don't have no meth in me because nobody tested me or anything. But since Frank Evans drank alcohol, it's making him look even worse by saying he had meth in the system.
Okay, but
that's a lie.
Well, it's saying that date. So on the 9th of July, did you drop a UA or did they do a mouse swab?
No, we dropped twice a week there. We dropped. I don't go anywhere. I didn't go on any passes in 3 days I was there. You have to work up your purpose. It's a purpose to go on your visits. Okay. I've never been out anywhere. I've been in there learning about, my addiction and...
We have to go on paperwork that we got, and it doesn't say that, it doesn't say that you self-admitted like you had done earlier with some alcohol until that you, the way it's worded, it was a test, either a swab or a UA, that went through task, and so that's what I'm going.
But, sir,
we look at the big picture, okay? And I will tell you, most POs they get one positive UA for methamphetamine, they don't normally violate you at that time, they try to work with you. But there's a big picture that we're looking at here, and it's not just that one positive, okay? So, if we sweep that aside, we still have a lot of other issues we're looking at, okay? So it's...
Yeah, I understand.
Irregardless if it was a typo or whatever, that's not something that's going to make you look so much worse than you were, that you're going to get something that you wouldn't have gotten, okay?
Yes.
We look at the big picture. We do try to be a lot broader minded than we can be in a court of law. If you're charged with a specific crime, you have to be very, very focused on that and look at all that stuff. We have the opportunity and the fortunate for us, what's fortunate for me, we look at the broad picture and we can kind of like, if we want to, we overlook something. Okay?
Yeah, okay. I got you.
So, we don't need to spend, that's where you're trying to figure that one out. So, the sanctions, you went to MRC, you were a VA and you're drinking alcohol, so you end up in MRC, and so that video you saw triggered you, huh? Flipped you off?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what happened.
Well, it sounds like you have a pretty deep problem with alcohol, and it also sounds like you're trying to get a handle on so that you can get it taken care of. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. One follow-up question. Whether we vote to return to the music version or you just kill your numbers, November 5th you'll be out. What are your plans to take care of your alcohol addiction? What do you plan on doing? Nobody's going to be able to give you any help unless you want the help, and you've got to decide, what, where, and how that you're going to do it. So what are your plans?
If I got it reinstated, or if I do shit?
When you're released from prison, whether you're reinstated community supervisor or you're fingerprinted, when you get out, what are your plans to take care of your addiction so that you can avoid those triggers and do that sort of stuff? What are you going to do?
Get back to where I live, and I got a good support system there, and I've been to many places up there that help me. This is different out there, right? I live in Colorado, so out here it's kind of like, there's no support here for me at all, and I just got to stay with my sobriety, that's it.
Okay, so you're...
That's all you do. There's a lot of different out there, yes.
Yeah, so all your family's in Colorado, friends, family in Colorado.
Yes.
So you have a good support system. See, well, that's everything. You can't... There's not enough time to do it if they compact and get it all done to get up there. So if you go back on community supervision, you're going to be stuck here until you get out of your sentence. So, but that's good to have that in mind. Get up there with your support system and you think you can find some rehab and stuff that will work before you got
there. Yeah. They had one. I was in there for 90 days.
Okay.
And it was, they got good stuff on there, so it's not, I got a better t-shirt.
But well, you
lose that back.
As long as you take that attitude, you do.
I'm the only one who can do it, that's it. But there is not, like you said, there's a lot of help. You just got to be willing to ask for it.
Okay. Sir, the board's going to be going into discussion now to make a determination on this. Stay on the line. You can hear the whole conversation, but we ask that you just remain silent while we're talking. And once we get a decision, I'll be back with you, okay?
Yes.
Okay. What is now discussion? Well, this is Mr. Yeppers. It sounds like he's made the decision that he's got to straighten this stuff out. And, I've never been there, so I can't say I've done that, but I can understand what he's talking about, the trigger. And it is what it is. He's got to figure it out himself. His support's in Colorado. His attitude is very good. He sounds like if he gets to Colorado, he's going to have to support as much to get rid of the addiction. My concern is that none of the programs we have that are really good for that kind of substance abuse are lockdown situations. They're not supposed to leave MRC, but they don't lock the doors at night. I'm just afraid that if we return to the community supervision, since he has no support here, if they can do what we have to do, they'll just be back incarcerated. So I'm of the opinion that rather than the current community supervision, they allow him to finish his time out, which is less than 90 days. And hopefully during that time, he gets some AA classes and some 12-step done. But I'm going to listen to discussion from a full board members. Okay, so based on the information, we're number 2018W1976. Mr. Jenkins' testimony, the information from the Department of Corrections. I want to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Jenkins. If you can convict him, violate the terms and conditions of supervision, and have laps or without laps in the criminal areas or company.
Second.
Agree. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Thomas, agreed by Dr. Wise, by Mr. Jones, and Mr. Jones. Okay, so the board has voted to revoke the community supervision at this time, and you heard the discussion. I do believe that you made up your mind that you're going to be a success and you do have a bright future, but you still got enough of that dude in the room, as they used to call it, in you, that you need to support, when you get out, you need to support your family and give you. And so you've got less than 90 days left. If you can, there should be some AA and NA 12-step classes there, and believe me, they're good for you. Even if you don't have an addiction, they're good to help you get your focus right. So we do wish you the best of luck, and we hope that we don't see you back here in the morning again. And it sounds like you've made up your mind. Yeah. It sounds like you've made up your mind that you don't want to be a career criminal, and that's a very good thing. So, good luck to you, sir, Ms. Lynn Herring, and just lay the phone down rather than hang it up so it doesn't disconnect, okay? And get to
there you guys, ladies.
Thank you.